June 1st through 7th. Alma chapters 5 through 7. Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Alma chapters 5 through 7 can help you reflect on your ongoing conversion to Jesus Christ. As you read, record what the Spirit teaches you. Alma did not know about today's life-saving heart transplant surgeries, which replace a damaged or diseased heart with a healthy one. But he knew about a more miraculous change of heart. See Alma chapter 5, verse 26. One whereby the Savior gives us a newness of spiritual life, like being born again. See Alma chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 49. Alma could see that this change of heart was exactly what many of the Nephites needed. Some were rich and others poor. Some prideful and others humble. Some persecutors and others afflicted by persecution. See Alma chapter 4, verses 6 through 15. But all of them needed to come unto Jesus Christ to be healed, just as we all do. Whether we are seeking to overcome pride or to endure afflictions, Alma's message is the same. Come and fear not. See Alma chapter 7, verse 15. Let the Savior change a hardened, sinful, or wounded heart into one that is humble, pure, and new. Ideas for personal scripture study. Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 33. I must experience and continue to feel a mighty change of heart. The introspective questions that Alma asked the people of Zarahemla, found in Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 33, can help you search your own soul and understand what it means to experience a mighty change of heart throughout your life. President M. Russell Ballard explained the value of these questions. Quote, I need to regularly take time to ask myself, how am I doing? It's kind of like having a personal, private interview with yourself. As a guide for me during this private personal review, I like to read and ponder the introspective words found in the 5th chapter of Alma. End quote. From Return and Receive, Ensignor Liahona, May 2017. Consider reading Alma's questions as if you were interviewing yourself and examining your heart. You may want to record your responses to the questions. What do you feel inspired to do as a result of your interview? See also Dale G. Renland, Preserving the Heart's Mighty Change, Ensign or Liahona, November 2009. Alma chapter 5, verses 33 through 62. I can gain my own witness of the Savior and His gospel through the Holy Ghost. Alma bore powerful testimony of the Savior and His gospel, and he also explained how he gained that testimony. As he testified, he did not mention his experience with seeing and hearing an angel. See Mosiah chapter 27, verses 10 through 17. But rather described the price he paid to know the truth for himself. What do you learn from Alma chapter 5, verses 44 through 51 about how Alma came to know the truth? How can you follow his example in your efforts to gain or strengthen your testimony? What do you learn about the Savior from Alma's teachings in Alma chapter 5, verses 33 through 35, verses 48 through 50, and verses 57 through 60? Alma chapter 7. Diligent obedience will help me stay on the path which leads to the kingdom of God. The people of Gideon were not struggling with the same dilemmas as the people in Zarahemla, so the Spirit helped Alma perceive their needs and teach them differently. See Alma chapter 7, verses 17 and 26. You might notice some differences between Alma's message in Zarahemla, see Alma chapter 5, and in Gideon, see Alma chapter 7. For example, Alma perceived that the people of Gideon were in the path which leads to the kingdom of God. See Alma chapter 7, verse 19. Throughout his sermon to them, Alma taught them many things about how to stay on that path. See Alma chapter 7. What counsel did he give them? What can you apply to your life now? Alma chapter 7, verses 7 through 16. The Savior took upon himself my sins, pains, and afflictions. Have you ever felt that no one understands your struggles or challenges? If so, the truths taught in Alma chapter 7, verses 7 through 16 can help. Elder David A. Bednar testified, quote, the Son of God perfectly knows and understands, for he has felt and borne our individual burdens. And because of his infinite and eternal sacrifice, see Alma chapter 34, verse 14, he has perfect empathy and can extend to us his arm of mercy, end quote. From Bear Up Their Burdens with Ease, Ensign Orleahona, May 2014. As you read Alma chapter 7, verses 7 through 16, reflect on what these verses help us understand about the purposes of the Savior's sacrifice. How do we access his power in our lives? Consider recording your thoughts. See also Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Alma chapter 5, verses 6 through 13. Why did Alma want his people to remember the Lord's mercy toward their ancestors? What stories from your family history teach you about his mercy? Maybe you could visit familysearch.org/myfamily to record these stories. Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 33. Members of your family may know what it feels like to be prepared or unprepared for a camping trip, a test at school, or a job interview. What recent experiences could they share to illustrate the importance of being prepared? You could invite family members to review Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 33, and find questions Alma asked to prepare his people to meet God. Perhaps each family member could choose a question and share how it can help us prepare to meet God. Your family could also display several of Alma's questions around your home for family members to ponder. Alma chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. What are some of the reasons we gather as saints? How can we make our time at church more helpful to ourselves and others? Alma chapter 7, verses 9 through 16. What do we learn in these verses that helps us fear not when we need to repent and change? See Alma chapter 7, verse 15. What do these verses teach us about turning to the Savior when we need help? What other things have we done to receive his help? How has he succored us? Alma chapter 7, verse 23. Who do we know who is a good example of one or more of the qualities listed in this verse? Why is it important to develop these qualities? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Ask questions that invite family members to act. Consider questions that prompt your family members to reflect on how they can live the gospel more fully. Quote, these are usually not discussion questions. They are for personal reflection, end quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 31.